So you have another guy in a pen?
What's that? Another guy? Another 10 guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Gary, what's the master plan for him?
Just added depth in the bullpen. You know, you look at his numbers this year, he's been terrific. So, you know, we've seen that firsthand, you know, whether it was with the Giants or with Texas. And to get another quality guy down there in bullpen lengthens things out. Obviously, we're going to be using our bullpen a little bit more and a little differently at this point. So we have quite a few guys down there, and he adds to the quality of it.
So could he go late? Or is he more?
He could go early. He could go late. It's all up in the air right now. So we'll see as we go along. He's not starting today. At some point in time, you could see him.
We have another starting.
We do.
Okay. Obviously, you guys aren't the first team to do it.
No.
What went into your guys' reasoning for it?
You know what, I don't want to get into the strategy too much about it, but, you know, with starters going down, we're going to have to use our bullpen anyway. And, you know, maybe it keeps the starter off of the top part or the middle part maybe one less time. So we'll feel it out. You know, this is the first time we're doing it in this fashion. Certainly Liam's not going to be going six innings tonight. And we'll see how we fill in behind it. But it's, you know, they've had some success in Tampa doing it. And, you know, based on as many starters as we've had going down, we're trying to do things a little bit differently. And if the strength of our team, or at least of our pitching staff, is our bullpen at this point, then we're not afraid to use it a little bit differently.
What are the factors, aside of the experience he had as a starter, that you picked Liam and not anybody else?
He's been pitching really well here recently. So we have different roles for some of the other guys. It doesn't mean Liam won't pitch you know, a little bit later on at times too. But we were looking for someone to open the game tonight and settled on him. Let's put it that way.
When Tampa first started doing this, what were your initial thoughts on the strategy?
Well, when I saw it, the first game it was done, I believe it was against the Angels, and it was with Romo, and, you know, their first four or five guys are right-handed hitters. So it made some sense to me if
see, you have so many relievers that it got in from the pen already.
Every time I say bullpen, is that going to happen? Evidently. What was the question again?
Your initial thoughts on
it. Yeah, you know what, looking at the makeup of their pitching staff, you know, bullpen was kind of strength for them too, so I understand them doing that, and, you know, we're a little bit in the same position now, so... you know, sitting around talking to it in our front office, and, you know, they think that this is the route to go, so this will be the first time doing it. We'll see how it goes.
Before Tampa Bay did it, was there any talk here that could be something to do?
No, at that point in time, we had a bunch of starters, so we've had quite a few of them go down, and I think the Minaya one probably got us looking at this a little further. So it is what it is. I mean, you look at what do we have, 14 guys in the bullpen today. So it's this probably won't be the last time we do that.
As far as the other guys that you brought up, how are they going to change sort of the way that you're able to manage games, the position players that you brought up?
The position players?
Yeah.
Well, it allows us to match up. You know, we've been a team here in the past that has match up, you know, with lefty, righty, and so forth. And when you have a three-man bench, it's a little more difficult to do it. You're probably picking one spot during the course of a game. If you get a leverage matchup, it also allows you to maybe burn a guy to get the right matchup. So, you know, with Joyce here and Barreto here, and, you know, certainly Martini will come back too, it allows us to do things a little bit differently maybe earlier in the game.
Last night I noticed something, you know, Fowler, who is very good defensively, you took him out to the game with 2 innings to go in a close game. Anything behind that?
You know what, we're working him into the corner spots, and Chad Pinder, both, you know, from what we've seen and analytically, has done a really nice job in left field. So there's nothing against Dustin. We'll just let him settle into the position a little bit. But, you know, where we are right now, every little bit helps. And we felt like, you know, the way Pinder's played left field, that, you know, at least in a close game, that was the right thing to do yesterday. It may not happen down the road once Dustin gets a little bit more comfortable in the corners. But, you know, last night I was trying to put my best foot forward, at least my opinion.
In terms of being able to manage, I guess, bullpenning a senior position,
Does it change in the way in which you manage? Like, you have kind of on the edge of your seat and kind of have to, you know, always make sure somebody's ready when you're vulnerable like that?
Yeah, you know, we've had experience doing that this year. You know, Brett went down and then we started Lucas one day, which was a bullpen day. The only part that I haven't done or I don't have experience with is maybe using a starter in the middle. So that'll take a little bit to try to get used to. But, you know, as far as using multiple guys in a game, having bullpen guys, we've done that. I'm pretty comfortable doing that. So, you know, that's the reason we have so many guys down there. It allows us to, you know, keep guys off the lineup the second time and, you know, maybe certain times during the middle of the game, match up left, right.
What's the biggest reason for starting a reliever?
I think it's maybe to try to keep a starter off the, you know, top part to the middle part of the lineup one less time. And if you look at the numbers, the third dime around gets pretty significant as far as where the averages go.
Among the moves you made today, one of those caught my attention, Maxwell DFA. Is one of those guys that you know, somehow like to keep in the organization?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll see if he's picked up or whatever. You know, Bo's done a really nice job and come a long way in our organization. We felt like it was the right thing to do to promote him, and he's earned it. So obviously somebody has to come off the roster, and that was Maxi. But he's still a young guy. He's still got a lot of talent. You know, we'll see where that goes.
Bob, do you be open to bringing him back, or has the organization made a decision?
I don't think we've made a decision on that yet. I think it was more about Bo and you know, having Bo be rewarded for, you know, what he's done. And a lot of times the catchers, some of the stuff the catcher does, you know, with the pitchers goes a little bit unnoticed as far as stats go, and he's had great rapport. We hear nothing but good things from the pitchers and the staff in AAA from what he's done. And so therefore, you know, sometimes you have to make tough decisions as far as the roster goes.
In retrospect, off-field legal issues, do you think it was ever a distraction or detriment on the field? Did that hurt him between the lines?
I don't think it was a distraction for us. That's a better question for him, to see if it was a distraction for him. But, you know, the move was not made with any significance towards that. Bears are on right now. They're ahead 17-0 at half. But I, you know what, I saw one play. I saw a scramble that was looked very athletic. So looks to have a nice future as far as baseball goes. Hopefully it's a little shorter on the football end, but it's pretty impressive the way he moves around.
Bob Barreto was saying he was working on some adjustments this last time in Nashville. What do you think the way you've just been able to handle, you know, going up and down so much? I think maybe being in a playoff race kind of affected his chances to play.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, this guy's been, you know, our top prospect and one of our top prospects for a number of years, and he's still really young. And it's, you know, he's been blocked as far as the positions go. So it's tough for him to get here, and especially, you know, he was productive for us too. You know, we got some starts, and then not to be able to get in there every day is tough on a younger guy, but he's handled it well. He's worked hard when he's gone down there, made some adjustments like you're talking about. So we're not afraid to use him at any particular time. It's just, unfortunately, he's still a little bit blocked as far as positionally. Yeah. All right. No, thank you.